been living under a rock, bro? Guys with puppets get chicks. I take my monkey puppet to the park all the time. We play hacky sack together. It's rad. But anyway, dude, at the International Puppetry Festival, we'll be having workshops on finger puppets, too. Hello, Petunia the Pinky. Meet Barry the Thumb. String puppets, glove puppets. Dude, it's gonna rock.
Okay, thanks.
Hope to see you there, Laszlo. Hey, by the way, can you give me that guy Fernando's number?
Nah, I'm sorry. Fernando hasn't paid his bill to our ad sales department. But here's someone who has. And they paid us in stacks of old groats and gold guineas. We'll be back after this.
Do you live in the boring suburbs but dream of living in a lonely castle on a windswept moor? Do you long to trade in your sweatsuit for a 100-pound suit of armor and swap your SUV for a noble stallion? Do you eat microwave dinners, all the while wishing you were roasting a suckling pig at a pagan banquet? Is your next ideal home improvement a moat? Well, get ready, Liberty City!
This weekend and every weekend at Liberty City Park, it's the Medieval Millennium Fair. Our band of traveling minstrels, knights, and maidens oh so fair are ready to delight you with tales of the Black Death, witch burnings, and the joys of being a feudal serf. Forget about air conditioning and modern medicine. We've got all the leeches, spells, and potions you need at the Medieval Millennium Fair. Learn the art of cooking with turnips. Yum, yum. Buy genuine reproduction medieval artifacts, including maces, double-handed battle swords, and one-size-fits-all chainmail. And this weekend only, pick up an authentic mechanical Lady of the Lake in Excalibur. It's perfect for your garden pond or swimming pool. And learn how to rid your condo of vermin using a penny whistle and a mysterious prancing German named Hans. The Medieval Millennium Fair, every weekend at Liberty City Park.
All right, Liberty City, you are listening to Chatterbox, the show that is the number one reason for the success of the internet. All right, let's take a call. Who's on the line?
Clothes.
What about them?
Clothes.
What are you talking about?
Laszlo, clothes. Clothes, Laszlo. I hate them. I just hate them.
I mean, we're all about opinions on Chatterbox, which is Liberty City's premier phone-in station, but why don't you like clothes?
I just hate them. They're so constricting. I mean, does a lion wear clothes? And the lion is the king of the jungle. So why can't I, a humble citizen, go naked?
Well, I mean, I guess a lion has two distinct advantages over you. One, I mean, it's, as you say, a king, and therefore it can exercise its royal prerogative to not wear clothes. And two, it's a cat, and therefore it doesn't have to. And three, I mean, now that I think about it, if you want to try to dress a lion, you can, but I guess what we're learning is that life can be a little unfair at times.
I'm naked, Laszlo. I'm naked.
I really didn't need to know that.
Why, Laszlo? Why? Does it offend you? I was born naked and I'm going to die naked. I'm going to live naked. So there's nothing wrong with being naked. It's so invigorating feeling the hot leather of a chair or the cool wind from the north on your naked body.
I'm going to have to cut you off.
Don't you believe in free speech and free expression? No, of course you don't. All you believe in is free drinks. I'm naked and there's not a damn thing you can do about it. I'm naked and I feel so good.
What about winter?
What do you mean?
You know, I mean, what about winter when the wind blows and it's really cold? I mean, do you prance about like a ninny waiting for your privates to go blue?
I was born naked and I'm going to die naked.
And all shriveled up by the sound of things.
Winter was invented by clothing companies. Clothes are unnecessary. They're ugly. Have you ever cooked in the nude?
No, look, is this leading anywhere? Because, I mean, we've got a lot of other people waiting to talk about real things here.
Nudity is real. Open your eyes. Take off your pants. Come on. Come on, Laszlo. You can be a figurehead for Liberty City Naturists. We have more members now for the first time since 1977. Nudity is back. A lot of people are into nudity and really understand the spiritual side.
What? Of hanging out with loads of naked chicks? I mean, I see the fun in it, but I just think clothes have distinct advantages, like not accidentally cooking yourself, or when you're working on a building.
We're not swingers. It's not about sex. It's about being one with the world.
All right, dude. Groovy. Hug a rainbow. It's time for a public service announcement from Donald Love.
Hello, I'm Donald Love. Under my guidance, Love Media has emerged as the fastest-growing U.S.-run media conglomerate of the past 5 years. With newspapers, television, and radio stations across the U.S. and the free world, alongside a wide array of industrial and technology interests, we at Love Media ensure you get the truth behind the story every time. From films to dog food, from radio to pop music, you can be sure of independent, quality-led broadcasting every time you tune in. That's why we're the fastest-growing cable supplier and health insurance provider in the Northeast, and why our new satellite in China is something all Americans can be proud of. Here at Love Media, we are proud of what we have done to help America and to help hard-working Americans relax. For investment opportunities or information about our new interactive television service, please go to www.lovemedia.tv.
Ooh, that makes me feel all warm and fuzzy. All right, let's go to line 8. Hello, caller. What's your name?
Bob. Bob from Pine Creek.
Hey, what's up, Bob from Pine Creek?
Well, I've been listening to your show, and there's always people going on about problems in schools. Guns, people showing disrespect to teachers, drugs. Schools are breeding grounds for crime, ain't they?
Well, I guess it seems that way.
Well, I got a real simple solution. Shut them down. Shut down the schools, and you shut down the problem. No more dead teachers, no more angry students.
Well, but you don't think...
No, I don't. Never. Now listen to me. It makes perfect sense. Kids these days, they complain a lot, but you know what? They cost even more. I mean, shoes, books, toys, even special tiny furniture, pets, that sort of crap. It's all about me. Me, 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 me. Well, not my Johnny. No, sir. I'm learning him the value of good, hard work. Learning him good. At 3, we taught him how to clean the bathroom. If he left so much as one hair on the soap, it was off to bed with no dinner. And you know what? He went to bed hungry only 20, maybe 30 times. He learned. Now, he brings his mother lunch in bed every day so she can sleep in. Let me tell you, everyone should have their kids serving up food. He even cooks for the whole family. These days, he's getting too big to sweep chimneys, so now he's a paralegal at Rakin and Ponzer. He's 7, and he's making, imagine me, $23,000 a year. And on weekends, he doesn't go to the mall, play soccer, read, or do any of that kind of stuff. No, no, he works in the basement of a marketing company making photocopies all night. Hell, he'd go to sleep during the day, but that's another $8,000 right there. So now, I'm buying me a bass boat and trailer. What do you say to that?
Well, it sounds kind of like exploitation to me.
Exploitation? Man, you bleeding hearts kill me. Johnny's mine. He's my kid. How can I exploit something I own? Exploitation. You sound like a communist. Kids in Russia, they don't work. That's why everything's so messed up over there. You have to wait in line for toilet paper. And their space station, it was made out of milk crates. I'll tell you, working for a living is the American way. That, and the only thing more American is having folks work for you.
That sounds a little oppressive and even despotic.
Exactly, Laszlo. You hit the nail on the head that time. He's my kid. I'm telling you, just shut the schools down, make the kids work. That book stuff's all for sissies anyway.
And doctors and politicians, lawyers, and whatever. You know, I can't be bothered to argue with you, but I do feel sorry for your little Johnny, the 7-year-old cook, chimney sweep, paralegal photocopier, because his daddy's an idiot. Let's take a quick break.
Phil and I just had another kid, so of course we need a bigger SUV. Being a mom is hard with soccer, football, and lacrosse practice, so we bought the new Maibatsu Monstrosity. It's so big, we lost little Joey in the back and couldn't find him for an hour. When I'm rushing to the mall or talking on my cell phone, I know me and my family are safe. The Maibatsu Monstrosity has 4-wheel drive, and in amphibious mode, it can cross rivers. So far, I've only hit a few puddles, but it's good to know it's there. With the time I save taking shortcuts through the strip mall parking lot, I can focus on the important things, like gazing longingly at the pool boy or buying more exercise equipment off the TV. So what if it gets 3 miles to the gallon? I'm a mom, not a conservationist. The new Maibatsu